From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Colonel Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks, everybody. Thank you so much. Fun show for you today. We got the head of the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Francis Collins, coming on to play our game. But I am looking forward to telling him about this weird rash I've got. But first, this is our last show before the Mayan apocalypse next week. So since we're all going to be dead, except for John Cusack and his estranged wife, I thought I would just tell you that, you know, I'm really grateful to you all for listening. So I didn't have to go and get a real job, and I just wanted to say that. Well, I had a chance. Carl, is there anything you want to say before it's too late?
Yes, there is, Peter. At least the global apocalypse means an end to you riding on my coattails.
Well, give us a call one last time. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Wendy.
Hey.
I live in Oakland.
Hey, Wendy, how are things in Oakland?
Things are, by our lights, a little chilly. By yours, it's fabulous.
Thank you for handicapping for us. I appreciate being merciful. Do you live up there in the Oakland Hills?
No, I live in the flats.
You do?
Where the real people live.
Do you gaze up into the Oakland Hills with envy?
No.
No?
You can't go anywhere without a car in the hills. It's very tiresome.
I appreciate your rationalization of your poverty.
We do that a lot.
I understand. Welcome to the show, Wendy. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, the man behind the podcast, Too Beautiful to Live, is Mr. Luke Burbank is here.
Hey, Wendy.
Hello, Luke.
Next, a comedian performing this Wednesday at Cameo in Brooklyn, Jesse Klein is here.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello.
And a humorist blogging more than is healthy at cartalk.com, it's Mr. Tom Baudet.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Tom.
Welcome to the show, Wendy. You're, of course, going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle is going to read you three quotations from the week's news. Are you ready to play our game?
I am ready.
Here is your first quote.
Don't make Christmas plans.
That was, according to some House Republicans, what John Boehner told them because they really need to stick around and work on what?
Resolving the fiscal cliff crisis.
Yes, indeed, the fiscal cliff again. We have been driving at this cliff for so long, it's like one of these optical illusions. We never get there. Imagine you're a member of Congress just getting to the end of the most divisive, partisan, unproductive congressional session in memory. And then you find out you're going to be locked in with them through Christmas. It's the least wonderful time of the year.
You know, I saw that headline, you know, Boehner says, don't make plans for Christmas. I thought it was about the Mayan apocalypse.
Right. No, wait a minute. This could be great. This could be like, you know, we haven't had a really good Christmas special, a new one, in years. We've been watching the old Rankin Bass ones for decades. This will be great. This will be the fiscal cliff Christmas. John Boehner already has a mostly claymation face anyway. Did you know that? In order for John Boehner to speak, animators have to come out and move him just a tiny fraction of an inch every time. It's terrifying.
I've been doing a lot of independent cliff research on my own by watching The Roadrunner. And one of the things that I figured out is that as long as we don't look down and realize that we're in midair, we should be fine.
Yes.
You mean the way we've been doing for years?
Yeah.
It's the Wile E. Coyote school of economics.
It's just the looking down that gets you.
Yeah.
I would like to Thelma and Louise it right off the fiscal cliff.
Here is your next quote.
This is bad news, and more bad news covered in a double layer of extra bad news.
That was a writer on Gizmodo, tech site, not describing the new Taco Bell burrito. No. He was talking about a satellite launched into orbit by what country this week?
Oh, this is terrible. I don't know this.
A country that has nuclear ambitions. It's kind of aggressive toward its neighbor, especially the one to the south.
It's not Canada.
Well, this must be North Korea.
It is, in fact, North Korea. On the anniversary of the death of Kim Jong-il, the dear leader, the North Koreans successfully launched a rocket into orbit. The tribute was announced by the current dictator, Kim Jong-un, the supreme leader, and his son, Kim Jong-Uma Thurman, the adorable leader.
Is this really threatening? Like, it just seems like North Korea, it's like when your toddler, like, first takes those steps and they just make it from one parent to another across the room.
No,
you know
this
what
is,
I mean?
This is more like when your toddler steals your car.
Have you heard, though, that there is actual concern that this thing is wobbling?
Yeah.
NORAD says that, which is the North American Missile Monitoring, when they're not following the reindeer around Christmas time on local TV news.
The other thing they do, apparently.
They do something else. I didn't realize.
I know, right?
I thought that worked one night a year.
By the way, if you were going to attack America, do it Christmas Eve, because they're looking for the reindeer, apparently.
Oh, my God. It just dawned on me what he's up to. It's in a polar orbit, isn't
That's
it?
True.
He's going after Christmas.
They're worried that it's going to crash into another satellite or something else that is operational in space and very expensive.
Here's the funny thing. It's like this is their blow against the decadent West. They're not able to hurt us otherwise, but they'll destroy our DirecTV.
Yeah. I'm not going to get to watch the last episode of Homeland. How ironic.
I'm sure they have comprehensive on that missile, though, so... I mean, if they hit us, it'll probably be covered.
Yes. All right, very good, Wendy. Here is your last quote.
Wow, they were still making those?
That was a writer at CNET saying what pretty much everybody thought when they heard that the Sony Corporation was finally ceasing production of what?
I'm assuming it has to be the Walkman.
It is, in fact, the Walkman, yeah. It first happened 33 years ago, the first time you were ignored by a friend or family member in favor of a small metal box in their hand. Back then, it was the first Sony Walkman, a machine that played cassette tapes. Now, cassettes, for our younger listeners, are... Oh, wait, this is NPR. We don't have any. Now, think about this. Can you believe they were making these things up until now?
Well, there goes my Christmas list. What the hell am I going to do now?
If you think things are depressing at, like, the iPad factories, imagine how worse it is at the last Walkman factory until they close it.
You know, the yellow one was cool.
Yeah, like
I wanted
that
yellow
Walkman.
Sport one. Does anyone hear?
Yes.
Is anyone else here 1,000 years old?
Yes.
The yellow, I never got the yellow one. Hint.
I have one in my desk drawer. I'm not making that up.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. You want it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. You can no longer get tapes for it.
I have all of my old mixtapes. I would like to listen to them on my yellow sports walkman.
Well, that's why I still have my cassettes, because, you get rid of the commercial cassettes, but all those mixtapes.
Yeah,
Hot Side and a Cold Side.
Yeah, exactly.
And always 4 seconds of the DJ after the song ended before you hit stop.
Pause, play.
Yeah.
Pause, play. Pause, play, record.
Greatest hits of the 60s.
But, I mean, we have to memorialize this device, because it was the Walkman that ushered in the era of us being able to finally ignore other human beings in public. The first person to put on headphones and walk down the street refusing to meet anybody in the eye was like the Rosa Parks of the modern age.
I don't know if this is just a New York-level thing that I now do with my iPod, but it's gotten to the point where I want to ignore people. Like, even if I'm not in the mood to listen to music, I will just have my earphones in as a signifier of don't talk to me.
Strangely, I've never had any problem with keeping people from talking to me in public. I don't know why. Carl, how did Wendy do in our quiz?
Wendy, you had 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your voicemail.
Well done.
Wonderful.
Thank you.